Welcome
everyone to another episode of Beer Talks.
Taste Talks with Rob and Tomas.
Here with another three beers, you guys. I hope you're ready to learn and taste and enjoy along the way.
Absolutely, and I think that this first beer is very apt for that exercise. We are about to enter the Athenaeum, the Greek temple to Athena.
That's right.
And also known as libraries now.
Amen. So we're going to start with we're going to keep that growth mindset rolling, and we're going to learn something about this kettle soured pale ale from Hermit Thrush.
Whee!
I don't think I can do it. How would it go? This is Rob laboring over the decision of whether or not to make explicit my reference to the infamous Yin Yang song Shake, featuring Pitbull, which has a very catchy
beginning.
Really just the beginning.
Beat.
Tomas helped me understand.
The Spanish words.
It's just not worthwhile as a piece of culture. So,
So we're gonna cleanse our palate with some really sour beer.
Which is a great segue back into Hermit Thrush's Athenaeum. So we just opened this up, and we got a nose of tart, lemon drop, a little bit of barnyard, some earthiness. Not super complex, but yeah, sour.
A standard sour note. Nose.
Anything to add to that, Tomas?
Tomas the Train over here is having a sip of beer.
Tomas is what I call Tomas now.
And the closest that I can reference is kind of like a warhead. That, you know, not too much aftertaste, but really sharp.
It's a rocket ship ride.
It's a rocket ship ride, kind
from like,
of.
From like a
0 to 60 quickly.
And back to zero.
Yeah,
it's like a tight parabolic arc. From right. Like a bright lemon sour into an even more intense sour. Eventually mitigating with this kind of earthy barnyard characteristic on the back of the palate.
Yeah.
And then just neutralizing out.
Yeah, it kind of neutralizes out. I kind of like it. It's not my favorite sour.
Yeah.
I'd probably give it a 3 Tomases out of 5 Tomas.
Yeah. I might give it 3.5 Tomas, but
How many Robs, though?
How many Robs is that? We're all equal here on Taste Talks. Yeah.
And that's Athenaeum.
Would drink again.
Coming up, Hermit Thrush.
Coming up next, we're going to get into an Imperial IPA by Omnipolo. This is going to be the super size Hilma, which is a double dry hopped, double vanilla, crispy fries burger bun Imperial India Pale Ale with natural flavors.
We just ate, but we're about to eat again. Supersize me. So, without further ado, I think we should crack this one open.
Let's see how it tastes. So here we are with Omnipolo's Hilma, the Supersize Me fast food inspired Imperial Pale Ale. We're noting that it starts off with fairly typical pale ale, citrus notes, bitterness, but drinks like nothing I've ever experienced before.
It kind of sticks to you and dries out the mouth, but it is very reminiscent of like having a salty snack, an oily fried salty snack.
Yeah, we are at the fast food joint eating the salty fries, bathing in that oil.
Right.
We've got a large sized soda. And I just want more.
Yeah, it makes you want to keep drinking it, and it's kind of weird how it does that. I wonder if there's like a lot of salt in this or something, because that's one of the tricks that Coca-Cola does, for example. But yeah, it's super interesting, Omnipolo's Hilma. And what we wanted to kind of mention is they're actually a collab brewery between an artist and a brewer. And they travel all around the world. I forgot off the top of my head, Rob, but do you remember who they collabed with for this specific one?
So this one was brewed at Two Roads in Stratford, Connecticut. They do a lot of contract brews, which I think is a super cool idea in general, just that you've got the creative type, a brewer, someone who has an idea, someone who wants to make a beer, and they can go to a brewery and make that happen. And here these two guys' mission and vision is actually to change the perception of beer. That's their idea. It's super cool, like Tomas said, equal partnership between a brewer and the graphic artist who did the art on this can. I don't know how to describe that. What are we looking at here?
The can art is kind of like a bendy iron, triple bend iron S type thing, with
over
very
a campfire,
very
or a...
pumped arms. Very pumped arms with very veiny and strong arms over a kind of like a campfire, but also kind of looks like Bowser in a weird way if you really step away from it.
Or a sunrise over the ocean.
Yes, that too.
I don't know. It's kind of all has this sort of spiritual element to it.
Yes, and it has mirror symmetry too. So I'm sure that there's some inspiration there. But
well said.
But what's interesting about this beer is, you know, I didn't really before this beer think that a beer could taste like a fast food joint. So
and make you want more.
So maybe they've accomplished my changed perception of beer, and because of that, I would give this beer in the IPA category. I would recommend any IPA heads to try this out. Also, any fast food fanatics.
We I don't know if we mentioned the strong vanilla characteristic too that kind of brings up like a vanilla Coke flavor and experience that I'm really vibing as well. I guess we'll say thank you to again, that was Carl Grandin is the graphic artist, and Henok Fenty, if I got that right, is the brewer behind Omnipolo, and they put together a really special beer. I'd give it 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I'd give it a 4.2 out of 5.
Ooh. Big numbers. That's Omnipolo's Hilma. Let's see what's next. I'm going to challenge you to use interesting and positive adjectives. Interesting awesome. And positive adjectives.
All right, so we have a beer in front of us. It is OFYMD by Evil Twin Brewery and Westbrook. It is Brewing Co. It is a collab. It looks pretty dank. It's an imperial stout with pineapple and coconut.
A collaboration of fruits.
Coconut added.
And breweries.
And we are ready to go into this because I believe this will be a happy situation.
Let's see how it tastes.
Boop. Open. Oh no.
So we've got a lot of lovers of Evil Twin on the podcast.
Holy moly. Forget about whatever you're saying. Smell that. That is.
Cacao. And more cacao.
Lots of cacao. This is thickest thieves. I'm gonna give this a little taste.
Let's see about it. Evil Twin is known for their decadent stouts, including, all the Baby Jesus beers. We saw a couple new ones today, like Aunmas Jesus and 8-pound 6-ounce Little Buddy Baby Jesus. I made that up.
Yup. But what you're not gonna make up is your reaction to this beer, because OFYMD tastes.
Wow.
Tastes incredible. This is candy in a cane in a can.
So this is bringing a coconut pineapple balance to what at its base is an incredibly rich malty cacao powered imperial stout.
I normally am not the biggest fan of stouts, but this is amazing. This is it kind of reminds me a little bit of a hot chocolate mixed.
Yes,
I guess like
good.
Hot chocolate but cold chocolate mixed with like a little bit of milk. And oddly enough, that fruity, that like fruity nose. So maybe like a bar of fruity chocolate or something.
Bar of fruity chocolate. Yeah, and where someone who doesn't love a stout might have been put off by that heavy, long, bitter finish that's common to these big stouts. This one is just cut in a really lovely way by the coconut pineapple.
And so I personally agree with the OFYMD. After having this taste, I mean, you never know. So, with that said, I think that all of you know exactly what I mean by that. And I might give this, in the stout category, I might give this a solid 4.4 out of 5. Maybe. Anywho, I'm curious what Rob thinks.
Yeah, and this is a 12.8 ABV. This is a big stout. Not the biggest that Evil Twin has worked on, but I think the Westbrook collaboration brought a lot of interesting notes here, and I'm really, really pleased with the result. Yeah, I'd give it a 4.5 easily. That's Evil Twin and Westbrook's OFYMD. Thanks for joining us on Taste Talks once again, my friends.
And we shall conclude. Until next time, everybody.
See you next time for another Three Beers.